adventures of Jungle Jim. Another complete episode in the story of that resourceful soldier of fortune, Jungle Jim, based on the action pictures of the same name that you find only in the Comic Weekly. 17 million Americans, grown-ups and youngsters alike, look forward to Sunday morning, for Sunday morning means the Comic Weekly. Why don't you and your family enjoy the Comic Weekly this Sunday? You'll find page after page of full-color entertainment with such comic strip favorites as Flash Gordon, The Phantom, Prince Valiant, Tim Tyler, The Lone Ranger, and a whole host of others. Make the Comic Weekly your Sunday morning reading habit and start the week right. The Comic Weekly comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Look for it this Sunday. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim and the faithful Kolu in New York are both anxious to return to the Far East they know so well. Jim realizes that two or three phone calls to government officials he has helped in the past will start him on his way. But he's too loyal an American to ask for any special favors. And then one evening, Major Lane of the Intelligence Division sent a terse invitation for Jim to visit him. Earlier that evening, 3,000 miles away in Hollywood, an insignificant chauffeur was hurrying down a mountain boulevard.
Just came in. Hollywood. The chauffeur of Natasha Petrovna, glamorous Russian film star, met sudden death this evening while speeding to the studio to call for his beautiful employer. The chauffeur, whose name was Philip Dolan, was killed instantly when the powerful limousine went out of control and crashed down a mountainside. Miss Petrovna was so prostrated by news of the mishap that she could make no attempt to identify Dolan's body, which was almost unrecognizable. Identification was made by Miss Petrovna's husband, Hugo Himmel. Washington. Officials in the office, the Bureau of the Board of Investigation.
Well, there it is, Bradley. That's the announcement I've been waiting for.
I don't get it, Major Lane. You mean you already knew about this accident?
I've known about it for 2 hours. I've also known that it was no accident.
You fellows in the Intelligence Division certainly keep on your toes, Major.
We have to. The chauffeur was murdered, Bradley.
Murdered?
Yes. The FBI, the insurance company, and this department are all working together on it.
But murdered? They must have meant to kill Natasha Petrova. They must have thought she was in the car.
We don't think so. It was the chauffeur they wanted to get. Well, they got him.
But why, Major? Why would anyone want to kill an unimportant chauffeur?
Because he wasn't an unimportant chauffeur, Bradley.
Well, who was he then?
He was Derek Phillips, one of the smartest undercover men our government had. And get this, Bradley. When the police reached his body, they found it was full of machine gun bullets.
Machine? Poor devil.
Our orders were to keep the murder angle out of the press.
Naturally. Let the killers think they got away with it.
So far, we seem to have been able to do that.
But why did they kill him, Major? And even more important, who killed him?
Well, I have an idea that your own peculiar talents can help us find the answer to that question.
Any talents I have are at Uncle Sam's service, Major Lane. You know that, sir.
I do, Bradley. You've been of help to this department before, and that's why I sent for you.
Well, where do you think I should begin?
I think you should begin with this Russian movie star, Natasha Petrovna.
Swell, it'll be a pleasure.
No, don't be too sure. We've had our eye on Miss Petrovna for quite a while.
So have I. I've had my eye on her since her first picture.
Well, she may be lovely, but we're not at all sure just how pleasant her company will be to any loyal American.
Natasha Petrovna? Why, it doesn't seem possible.
Well, that's what we thought. But we know that a certain German health club on the West Coast was responsible for several sabotage incidents. And we also know that Miss Natasha Petrovna made at least 3 financial contributions to that same club. And big sums, too.
Well, I'll be... Well, have you got proof, Major?
Proof? Would you call canceled checks proof?
Nice girl, the Russian lady must be, huh?
Well, you'll be seeing for yourself soon enough, Bradley. You'll meet the lady tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? How come? She's in Hollywood.
No, right this minute, Natasha Petrovna and her, what do you call it? Her entourage? They're on their way to an army camp in Illinois.
What do I do, Major? Fly out?
Tonight, I hope. They're giving one of those big benefits at this camp, and Natasha Petrovna is one of the stars.
I see. And how do I get acquainted with her?
Well, you'll be introduced as a publicity man. I'll arrange it all. After that, you're on your own, Bradley.
I know. If I get in trouble, you can't help me. If I get caught, you never heard of me, like that poor chauffeur.
Exactly. Well, your plane leaves in 2 hours.
I'll be aboard. I think I'll take Kolo with me, Major Lane.
Oh, by all means. Kolo is a good man.
Yes, and I think Kolo and I will keep traveling till we get back to where we belong. Back to the Far East.
I can't say I blame you, Jim. But remember, first you must take care of Natasha Petrovna.
Yes, Major. First we'll take care of Natasha Petrovna.
Gentlemen like Russian woman, Juan.
They sure do, Kolo. That's the third encore she's taken.
Kolo like Russian woman, too.
Take it easy, Kolo. You may change your mind before we're through with this.
Juan Jim, you no like Russian woman?
She's a little too nervous for my taste, Kolo.
Mem namore sempre ale con chinchop.
A woman in love is like a leaf in the wind, eh? Something in her mind, and it isn't just the soldier boys.
He's in love?
No, it's more than that. Wish I could figure it. Anyway, she couldn't be in love with that husband of hers.
No. Pygmy cannot hold giant.
Oh, he isn't exactly a pygmy, Kolo. Even if he does only come to her shoulder.
Oh, thank you once again. Good night, and God bless you all.
Well, congratulations, Miss Petrovna. You certainly stopped the show.
I'm sure it's very kind of you to say so, Mr.
Bradley is the name. Bradley. Publicity, remember?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. You told me before. Where is my husband, please?
Little man in dressing
room. I beg your...
Don't mind calling, Miss Petrovna. He doesn't mean any harm.
No harm, Russian woman. Russian woman, good.
Why, thank you. Oh, but if you only knew...
Something troubling you, Miss Petrovna? Anything wrong?
No, nothing that you know anything about. It's because of that accident, my chauffeur, and all this traveling. Yes, that's what it is.
Well, sure, you must be all done in.
Yes, that's it, done in. Now, if you'll excuse me.
We'll go along to the dressing room with you.
Oh, please, I hardly think that would be necessary.
I've got some publicity plans to talk over with you.
Oh, very well. I'm too tired to argue with you. But really, you know the studio attends to all my publicity.
Not this kind.
Easy, Kolo.
You speak in riddles, both of you.
Whereabouts in Russia were you born, Miss Petrovna?
On the coast, Vladivostok.
Oh, that's so?
You know the city?
We have been there.
Really?
Seems to me I've read that you started your acting career in Germany, Miss Petrovna.
Oh, yes, that's so. In Munich.
Munich, eh? That's where Mr. Hitler got his start.
Why do you say that to me?
No reason. I was just wondering if you happen to have anything else in common with Mr. Hitler.
I? Oh, well, that's very funny. Gentlemen, this is my dressing room, please. Oh, really?
So here you are at last, Hitler. What's the big joke, huh?
Oh, Hugo. Hugo, this is Mr.
Bradley.
My husband, Herr Hugo Himmel.
At your service, sir. And now, what's so funny, Natasha?
Oh, nothing, Hugo. I told this gentleman that I began my career in Munich, and he wondered what else I had in common with Adolf Hitler.
Oh, I see. Very amusing.
I seem to have put my foot in it. Didn't mean to.
Hugo, why didn't you watch the show from the wings as you always do? I looked for you, but you weren't there.
I know, my dear. I lost my little protecting device.
Protecting? Say, if you mean this gun I found in the corridor outside here.
Yes, it looks like mine.
Wish I'd known. I'd have given it to you before.
May I take it?
Why not? It's yours.
Yes, I always carry it to help me look after Natasha.
Not a bad idea.
Come, Natasha, we must hurry. I've sent the maintenance secretary on ahead.
The train not go till after show.
What's the rush?
Hurry, I say, Natasha.
Hugo, why can't we change
up? No, the man is here. Seen him. This is our chance.
Chance for what?
Please keep out of this. I tell you to hurry, Natasha. I mean to hurry. Come on.
Hugo, my arm. Oh, you're hurting
Married me. People act funny, Swan.
Now, come. We can't waste time, Louis.
Just a minute. You're leaving that suitcase. It's right by the wall there behind you.
Oh, that. Yes, I know. It doesn't belong to us.
That's funny. Wonder who it is.
Just a cheap cardboard affair.
Yeah, so I see. But it's got a pretty fancy lock on it for such a cheap bag. Let's take a look at it.
Don't touch it.
Why not? You say it isn't yours, maybe...
Leave it alone, you fool.
Use his head, please.
Not me. Maybe he can order you around, but not me.
Don't take another step or I'll blow you to kingdom come.
Oh, sort of showing your fangs, aren't you, Hugo? That's mighty big talk for such a little twerp.
Very well. You ask for it and I...
Wait a minute, listen. Hear that, Colo? I hear nothing from here. Sounds like a time bomb.
Quite right, my nosy friend. And for your interference...
Put down that gun, Hugo. It's only loaded with blanks anyway.
What?
Sure. Why do you think I snitched it from your pocket?
You're bluffing.
Am I? Pull that trigger. See, Hugo? Blanks. Come on, the party's over.
Not quite, it isn't.
Oh, Hugo, my arm. Oh, you're
I do more than that.
One, Jim, he got knife. What's the gag, my little Nazi Aryan?
Make one move towards that suitcase and I cut the Tata's throat.
No hurt, Russian woman. Russian woman, good. Hugo, what makes you think I care what happens to Natasha?
He thinks I brought you here. He thinks I've told you the truth.
The truth? What is truth?
I got in trouble with the Munich police years ago. Hugo knew about it. He blackmailed me and he made me marry him. Finally, I got away and I came here. When I got to be a star, he followed me. By this time, he
be
was
careful,
doing...
Natasha.
I get it. Hugo's a Nazi agent. He forced you to donate funds to his outfit.
Yes, yes, but I'm a Russian. I hate the Nazis.
But what about this time bomb?
In half an hour, it'll go off. Hugo made me come here tonight because
Let me tell it, my dear. It's my pleasure. Beyond that wall, Mr. Bradley, is the commandant's office. In that office is Colonel Delmer, one of your country's coast defense experts.
Coast defense?
He is having a very important meeting with coastal experts from all over your country. Very clever of them to hold the meeting here in the Middle East. And very clever of me to find it out, don't you think?
Only up to a point, Hugo. Because I'm going to soak that suitcase in water.
Excuse me, you are not. I must remind you I still have a knife.
Oh, yes, yes, the knife. Well, Colo and I will show you a little trick about that, Hugo. You see, I reach for the suitcase like this and...
Hugo!
Now,
Colo! Oh, my arm, my arm!
That was the little trick, Hugo. Colo always carries a knife, too. And while you watch me, Colo throws the knife. Cannot hear it, Juan. He has fainted. Good shot, Colo. Now we'll turn on the water in that shower bath and soak the danger out of this time bomb.
Hurry, Mr. Bradley. Hugo may be unconscious, but he's still dangerous.
No, the danger's been soaked out of him, too. He's all through, Natasha.
Then you... Oh, you've given me my freedom. You've saved me from disgrace.
Don't thank me, lady. This time the thanks all go to my friend, Colo. Look at him grinning there.
Oh, Colo, how can I ever thank you?
Russian woman good, Juan Jim. Colo, no.
Jungle Jim brings you still other adventures in this Sunday.